This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Summer is here and the time is out to shed unwanted body fat for swimwear season with X-Lean 5 from our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. X-Lean 5 has a unique thermogenic and lipogenic formula to target fat cells and raise your metabolism at the same time. So when you combine it with restricted calories and quality exercise, you'll see amazing results, just like K100 listener Jay, who has lost 50 pounds and counting and 10 inches from his waist, and that's just one of the hundreds of K100 fam who are currently using Legacy products and love their results.
I'd be friend of the show, Jay Baca.
Hey, Bach.
Yeah.
Legacy was founded by a friend of the show, Nick Aldis. Nick personally answers customer questions and gives advice on getting in your best shape when you become a Legacy customer. He uses the products himself, so you know he believes in the results. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com and use code K100. It gets you a 10% discount to help support this show. And we're proud that so many K100 fam are bettering themselves and getting in their best shape ever and supporting LegacySupps.com and our show. With protein powders, greens, testosterone boosters, sleep aids, and more, Legacy has you covered. Level up with Legacy now at LegacySupps.com. Boom. All right, this is a weird. Actually, I'm not even going to read this first. And this is. We read everything.
Just read it. What's the big deal?
Dale Fortunio, no more money problems. Hey, fellas, something I always wondered about. I've worked in the financial industry for quite some time now. Literacy is at everyone's fingertips, but 25 years ago, it was hard to fully understand how to save for the future, let alone when you were a 1099 employee. We always hear about financial issues with stars of the past that we would watch on a weekly basis. The interview you had with Ryback about unionization also brought to light how compensation plans or pensions were never available to you guys. It is a sad truth of this business. My question is this. Was there ever a mention of any way you could save and invest your money through some sort of organization legally that an employer would suggest or endorse? Would WCW say, oh, by the way, we have a savings plan from Turner? If nothing was available, what were ways that you knew your colleagues were investing their money and who was very successful at it? Which actually, I didn't read that last part, but that's interesting there. I wish you all the best. P.S. Honest question, who is better, Van Halen or Van Hagar? Oh, my God. First of all, for asking that last question, we're going to suspend you for a week from the mailbag. There is no – and honestly, if anybody on this show is going to disagree with this, you're going to be suspended too.
Yeah. Okay?
Van Halen is significantly better than Van Hagar. It's not even close. That's a stupid question. All right.
I think that could be generational because you know what? Like Van Hagar was like when I was a kid and always on MTV. So that was my Van Halen at first. And then you realize, oh no, there was a different.
Okay, who did you like more? He's asking that.
I like the original better, yeah. But of I do course. Like way better. I do like
way better. It's not even way better. First of all, Sammy Hagar, who I also liked individually and with Van Halen, but he didn't even have the fucking charisma or the front man fucking shit that fucking David Lee Roth had.
Here's a perfect comparison. It's like trying to compare Kamala to the Botswana Beast. All right. It's not even.
Or to Kamala too. Wait a minute. Did you ever meet him? It's like the short, fat guy. Yeah.
Well, the WCW didn't give us any financials, so we're all independent contractors and stuff. But I will say this: is the Steiners are very good at investing their money.
They were. You know who else was good?
Who?
Nash.
Oh, Nash. Yeah, of course, Nash. But I'm like
to this day,
I'm giving some names of people that people probably wouldn't think who was very good, but they were loaded.
The Steiners, yeah.
Scott's investments, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
One of them has a Shoney's, right, Scott? Yeah.
Oh, they've always just been loaded, you know. He's always been very good with, you know. They've always been very good, savvy, street smart with their money, you know.
Right.
Bradshaw. Bradshaw's the guy that you know. He did the financial TV shows and wrote a book and all that. Yeah.
All right. The next one is from who we got here next? Buttons. Subject is money. Yeah, Buttons. Subject is Money in the Bank winners. Greetings, Conan, Disco, and Joe. What do you guys think about the participants in this year's Money in the Bank matches? Who do you think should go over? To me, if LA Knight and Zelina don't go over, I think they're missing a great opportunity to vault their careers into superstar levels. Thank you for your insight.
Joe.
Buttons. Yeah. Wait, to get finished. Buttons is a first-time emailer. Long time. But, bro, honestly, you look at – I'm just going to tell you this. When you look at the names – okay, there's going to be one guy that is going to be the obvious winner. Okay, read the names, Joe.
So here's the men's. It's Ricochet, Nakamura, LA Knight, Santos Escobar, Butch, and Damian Priest.
All right, who do you think is like the obvious name that sticks out right there? For
I think it's going to be Priest, but I don't know.
I think it's LA Knight all day.
I know. I think you're referring to Knight, yeah. But I think Priest is going to win. I think.
I think it's Damian or LA Knight. Yeah.
I would bet that the
floor. Hey, what the fuck?
It's because like it's a perfect spot for him to always like interrupt stuff and walk out with that case and cut promo.
Oh, sure. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. It's like the perfect spot for him. He wins that if he wins that suitcase, you know?
But the reason I say Priest is because I think they're higher on him. You know, he's main event at the pay-per-view with Bad Bunny. He's main event.
Yeah, but he doesn't need
recently.
The Money in the Bank suitcase.
No, he doesn't. Right. It would be better for a character like LA Knight for sure.
Right. I will say this. I just a storyline just popped up in the back of my mind right now, and I'm wondering if they're starting some tension between Priest and Balor. Priest wins the Money in the Bank, and it culminates with Balor screwing Priest out of his cash in when he tries to do it. Maybe that would if they're looking at that angle. Plus, too. By the way, Conan, did you watch the show this week? But did you watch SmackDown?
I watched SmackDown, yes.
They're definitely doing something with the Kevin Owens being off the rails.
Right.
Like, there's like that thing. And I'm wondering if it's going to end up with him getting recruited by the Bloodline eventually. Like, I don't know. They're definitely doing something that's going to lead to something here with that. Okay. But, all right. I definitely think LA. If I'm the writing team there, I'm booking that show. LA Knight, I have to push him. It's a good spot to push the guy, you know?
I think it's LA Knight or Damian. Yeah. How about the girls? Who is in the girls, Joe?
All right. So in the women's Money in the Bank, and this is July 1st in London, is Zelina Vega, Becky Lynch, Zoe Stark, Bailey, Io Sky, and then there's one more to be determined.
Well,
who do you think Conan wants to?
I couldn't care less about the women's one.
What do you think, Conan?
I don't know. I think maybe Bailey.
I'm not even paying attention until they start up in the ante with the character development on the women's side. I'm just not interested in anything they're doing right now, to be honest.
I mean, I'd probably say Vega too.
But Charlotte's back, so I'm probably interested in starting seeing what she's going to do. Next is from Theodore Roberts. The subject is Demolition or Road Warriors. Being that Disco watched 13 hours of wrestling every Saturday back in the day, I was wondering what his opinion on the tag team Demolition, Billy Dean, Barry Darceau. They dominated. dominated the tag team belts in WWE for a good 2 to 3 years and were super popular, but were pushed down the card and ultimately disappeared after Road Warriors showed up. Do you guys think this was a mistake on Vince's part to push a tag team known from opposing promotions over his own creation? Also, have you guys had any dealings with Darso or Edie in or out of the ring, and were you Demolition fans? Thanks, and that's from Teddy Roberts.
P.S. Let me ask you a question. Go ahead.
Oh, God. Conan, all right. Should I read this? Our thing on the show is read everything, right? Well, this poor guy's going to be suspended.
I already wrote his name down.
P.S. I watched my first two Get By Goes this weekend, and those guys really did a great job. Went back through the other shows, and I'll await my suspensions as I say this. These guys are very funny.
Teddy.
I had to admonish Joe this week for his Get My Go selection this week, because we've elected to ignore, but Joe decided to. I don't even know why you decided to do that, but you did what you did. Thank God I haven't gotten anything from him yet, so because nobody watches your show. Well, nobody watches your show. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Well, why would you do that? I mean, why did you do that?
I was responding to things he said before, but then he saw it.
Just ignore the guy.
Yeah.
Go. I mean, come on. Like, Jesus Christ. All right. By the way, I spent a lot of time with Bill Eadie driving around shows. Very good. He is the two smartest guys I've met. High IQ guys in this business that I've known over the years have been, I think Conan's got a very high IQ. Luger's a very high IQ guy. Nash is a very high IQ guy, and Bill Eadie is a very high IQ guy, very intelligent. And the funniest thing about him was he was he had kind of a rough upbringing, but he was kind of like a thumb breaker for a while. You know, like money collector for guys. And he would tell me stories like how they would intimidate guys, if people owed their guy money, he would literally, him and another guy, they're big guys, right? They would park outside the guy who's they owed money to's house. Just sit there. When the guy would leave, they'd follow him, park near him. When the guy would go to the store, just harass guys. When you were trying to collect, they wouldn't beat people up because you can't. But you just try to intimidate them into giving up, the threat.
Right.
I'm like, maybe something's gonna happen. He always had fascinating stories, but a very very bright guy. He was a school teacher too, so he was very well educated, very smart. Very good to drive, fun drive with, great conversation stuff. I was a big fan of his. I consider him a friend. We were very friendly with each other when we traveled together. So.
Anything with Darso? Because he was around.
I didn't really, just WCW, but there was no real interaction or anything.
Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you're ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Conan.
What up?
If you haven't heard already, it's Smooth Sack Summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you escape from pubes to bum.
Nice.
That's right. This is a summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leaders at Below the Waist Grooming are making sure we all have a ball this summer by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. So dive headfirst into Smooth Sack Summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with their code K100. Now, I used to shave my balls with a razor, and I get nicks and cuts sometimes. It's a pain in the ass.
That's risky business.
But now our friends from Manscaped have provided us with the ultimate package. It's called the Performance Package 4.0, and it has everything you need to prepare for that summer bod. Our favorite product, we've spoken about this many times, is a lawnmower 4.0 trimmer that features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shave, and it's waterproof. You can do it in the shower, the pool, you can do it in the bathtub. You can do it in, like, Joe, I'm sure you probably like to, like, you like to bathe in the toilet sometimes. You can do it in there.
I was
going to
say, you're gonna shave your pubes in the pool?
No, I'm not
going to. What pool is this? That's disgusting.
Well, that's Philadelphia. A lot of people do that in their pools.
Right.
Now that you have the perfect haircut, too, you can use Manscaped's liquid formulations to keep that freshness even as the hottest summer barbecues. Most importantly, and Joe, you need this, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. To stay cool in the heat.
For sure.
With a soothing aloe vera formula, it's very comfortable. It's the best in the business for below-the-waist freshness. And the clear dry formula will keep looking good while smelling good. Then Conan's favorite product, the Manscaped Boxers. And these are easily the most comfortable boxers you will ever put on. And the cool shed travel bag that Conan can load all his Manscaped products in and put it in his luggage when he travels to Mexico for AAA. Also, wearing sandals with some nasty toenails during the summer months? Well, take a look at the Shears 2.0, and it's a luxury nail grooming kit. It's perfect. The kit includes stainless steel nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors. And with the performance package, your balls will be ready to impress, but make sure you cover the rest with the Shears 2.0. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. It's one of our favorite products. It's smooth sex summer, boys, so get on board or get left behind. You know, during the summer months, you got to keep that area taken care of.
Yeah, and the Shears 2.0 being one of their new releases, that's great for, I'm not sure, if I haven't seen Disco, but I know for a fact that I wear slides on my feet sometimes, and Conan is definitely a slide wearer, so that's great for guys that keep their feet exposed during the summer. You have that sweet nail trimmer kit.
Yeah, well, you know, this is our best-selling item for a reason. A lot of wrestlers in the business have reached out to us to take advantage of the special discount that you do when you put in our code. But, you know, they take care of you. And this isn't just for your nether regions. You can use it to shave your arms. You can use it under your arms. You can use it for your chest. You can use it for your face. Don't be like Joe and use the same one that you use on your balls on your face. Buy two different ones. They also have, like he said, the ball deodorant, a travel bag. This is excellent. They take care of you. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. We take care of you here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with all our products are supplements to improve your health. With Legacy right. Supps, Manscaped, improve your look. You know, it's just this personal betterment.
How you look is how you're treated. And, you know, if you want to, you know, impress your significant other or the other sex or the same sex or whatever you're into, you want to be groomed and smelling clean. You know what I'm saying? And they take care of you. And like Disco said, the boxers are the most comfortable ones I've ever used. And that's all I ever use now. So take it from us. Check out Manscaped for all your grooming needs. Boom.
I'm not even going to read this next one, okay? Because this guy, I just want to ignore this. You know,
I knew this was coming.
Yeah, so I'm like, people talking about stuff that Billy's saying on his shows, and it's like I'm just ignoring it. I didn't want to read this. You know, so because we're trying to ignore the guy. So he's basically he's gone off the rails. He's just like, you know, it's the guy's got.
Yeah, he's having a mental. Midget is having a mental breakdown because people write to me. Some guy was like, here's what Billy said about you. And he sent me a video, right? And I didn't even look at it. I don't give a shit.
Right.
I don't give a fuck, bro.
Narcissistic personality disorder. He's trying to get back everybody. Like, he got embarrassed because we kicked him off the show. And
whatever. Right. Besides being the load that his mom should have swallowed, bro, he was universally disliked on this fucking show.
And he thinks it was like 90 to 10%. Like, right.
Right. Why would we go out of? Why would we? If we're defending you, why are we going out of our way to only read people that are burying you?
Why would we use them? Is a better question.
Exactly. he don't understand that.
Right. You don't understand that. You know. So. Right. All right. Next one's from Rain or Shine. And the subject is damage control, money in the bank. Hey, K100, everyone in the IWC expects Io Sky to turn on Bayley in this match and win. We faked a breakup because of Kai's injury. Do you think Bayley must turn on Io in order to get her over? Without damage control, Io Sky is just Japanese girl number three. Maybe if Bayley gets it and cashes in, then she can lose it thanks to Io. What do you think? P.S. Disco and Conan versus Crazy Eddie and Hughie versus Vince Russo and Jeff Lane in a triangle ladder match.
Okay, suspend Conan, this guy.
Yeah, Conan and D.I. are about to get the victory until Mike Durbin makes the interference, thus causing Hughie to pull out a contract that said Conan must appear on his show for over 1 hour no matter what. And then he puts in capital letters, book it now. Is that guy part of the fit? Let me ask you a question, Joe. Mm-hmm. Is this guy that just sent this email in, Rain or Shine, is he in the Discord?
I've never heard of him, no. I mean, I've seen him in the mailbag, but I don't know.
Is he on your Facebook page? Is he on the Facebook page?
I don't know him, no.
All right, well, we're going to start suspending. If these people are on Discord or Facebook, we might be suspending them from that, too. Okay, I'm going to take executive powers beyond the scope of what we previously have done. Speaking of suspensions, Jared Aviat.
I thought you guys might enjoy this. At the latest NWA show, Mike Durbin was in the front row, and a wrestler physically appears to threaten him. If you
yeah, which one
that.
Was this? I saw that on Twitter. Let me see this. Want to play it? You got it, Joe?
Yeah.
Conan probably liked this spot. Look at him.
Go back. This guy does not. I think Mike said
this
to
is
me,
this is okay. This is what the people from Get My Go do, Joe. Conan. They go to the front row of wrestling shows and do this. Just watch this.
Alonzo has no respect for anyone. He's not very well liked amongst the NWA locker room. He eats alone. He sits alone. He changes alone.
Or the fans.
Getting right in the face of our fans here in the front row.
He goes out of his way to not make friends. And I don't think, I should say, I don't think.
Who is the Charles Oliveira guy?
Wait a minute. Is he wearing a shirt that says Mike Durbin? Go back.
Yes, he has a blue shirt.
Mike Durbin, oh my God, what a mark.
Unbelievable. All right, next one is Nexus of Jared Aviat, some of his old school cage matches. Hi, K100 fam. I miss the old school cage matches where guys would fight and struggle to escape the cage instead of the usual pinfall submission gimmick. My favorite cage match of all time was SummerSlam 91 with Bret Hart versus Owen Hart. The psychology of both men trying their hardest to escape the cage is amazing. Why do you think old school cage match psychology is a lost art? And do you think the old school cage match concept and premise could still work today? Regardless, and it's all the best, Jared Aviat. Number one, Jared, is that ever since blood got taken out of professional wrestling, basically, or mostly, cage matches kind of became passé. So you didn't see them with near the frequency that they used to have. So a lot of guys just do not have any experience doing them because of over the course of time.
A lot of stuff from before is not implemented anymore, like selling, right. You know, psychology. Because when you go to school, wrestling school, they don't teach you psychology. They basically teach you, you know, high spots and stuff like that. And everybody wants to go out there and fly and not tell a story. And the majority of them. You know what I'm saying? So we've lost a lot of stuff from before. How to punch.
Right.
Yeah.
And the concept of the cage match, okay, was usually a
selling
chick,
it, looking at
well,
it.
Well, here's the thing. Let me give you the psychology to lead up to the cage match. Was usually your chicken shit heel, okay? They kept trying to get away from the baby face until – and they're fighting for the titles. There's obviously big stakes involved. And that leads up to the fact, okay, well, we'll throw him in a steel cage where he can't escape. So the gimmick is, okay, whoever can escape, you know, like, okay, if you can escape, you can win the match, but we're throwing you in this in the ring with this guy and you can't get anywhere. You have to escape, which is a good concept to sell to the fans. It's like you want the heel to get his ass kicked and he's getting thrown in the cage with the baby face. Who's been dying to kick this guy's ass. He keeps
and the matches
away.
Before, he's always escaping or, you know, running away.
So it's always been a good draw. Owen, you know? Right. It's always been a good draw. And it's always turned into a bloody, you know, usually the heel has to bleed. This is where he's getting his come up. It's everything. But it's always been a good spot for like a good, like heated finish too, where the heel escapes and wins, you know, stuff like that, which happens quite a lot. Like the bloody heel, you know, stuff. So yeah. And you get even more heat,
that.
You know?
Great example of that, D.I.s. And I don't think they never did this feud on TV too much, as far as I remember. Piper and Rude did like a house show cage run. Now imagine that. Piper's all pissed off. The babyface Rude's the cocky guy that's been fucking with them, you know, throw him in the cage.
Well, that's the funny thing, too, about the cage, and specifically when you talk about like Hell in a Cell, is cage, like I talked about the booking of cage matches and how they came to how you book up to a cage match. But then all of a sudden it's like, since they started taking cage matches out and like Hell in a Cell was a deal, it just became a seasonal thing. Like, we're going to have a cage match in September. A Hell in a Cell, so you have to write your TV to kind of lead up to lead up to the cage with the cup, but that doesn't really happen anymore, you know. So cage matches right now are just gimmicks; they're not really storyline thing. Yeah,
right.
Next is from Scott Ledson, the subject is question for Disco. Hello, gents. First time emailer. On a recent Kevin Nash click this podcast on the NWO special, they briefly mentioned former WCW pro wrestlers among 27 people arrested in a gambling raid at a commercial poker game. Can Disco tell us the backstory to this? We'd love to hear the backstory to this from the GOAT himself. First of all,
this comes up every year or so.
It's already just Joe, reference the old thing. The story's too long to tell.
I'll just send it if I can find it on YouTube or the show where you talk about it, I'll send it back to them.
Right. Yeah. But basically, we just got they had misinformation on our game. They thought it was a high stakes buy-in poker game, like $10,000 buy-in. It wasn't, you know, and stuff. And then and just, you know, and basically everybody got arrested and got disturbed. I think it was disturbing the peace. And I basically got off. So, you know, whatever.
Did you ever find out who told on you or no?
No. No, yeah.
Wasn't it like neighbors or something? I mean, don't know.
I don't know.
I thought I read that in a story once.
Yeah. Next is some Ed Rock and the subject is territories. Hola, muchachos. Back in the 90s, there was an independent wrestling show in Trujillo Alto, Puerto Rico. It was an outdoor event in the projects. A couple guys in lucha masks came in with machine guns,
Jesus.
Shot the promoter 18 times. He didn't survive.
I don't think
my question is, anything like that happened when Conan or Disco wrestled in and around Puerto Rico? thanks for always keeping it a buck. Conan, why don't you tell all the stories about how guys were coming in and shoot the promoters in Puerto Rico?
Jesus. Yeah.
I never saw that happen in Puerto Rico, but there was a lot of violence on the street. That's for damn sure.
Do this. Joe, look that up to see if that's accurate, because this guy's talking about a wrestling show in Trujillo Alto, Puerto Rico. Try to Google the circumstances on this and see if that actually happened, because if this guy's giving misinformation, we might have to suspend him from the mailbag.
Okay.
Next one's from Timothy Cologne. Subject is Managers NWO Diesel Best Woman Match. Hi, K100. I have a few questions I hope you all can answer in the show. Number one, will Managers ever come back the way it was with Heenan, Jimmy Hart, Cornette, Slick, Elizabeth, Baby Doll, J.J. Dillon? It's part of wrestling is missed. I like seeing Heenan family type faction, one manager with multiple heels that aren't affiliated. Will there ever be a faction with as many members as the NWO in the U.S.? And many people thought it ruined it, but I thought it was kind of cool at one point. There's so many members come out at one time and only care that Hogan was world champion, that they made a lot of money and got other titles. Number three, was Diesel the first to put a middle finger up in television when he did to undertake a Royal Rumble? Do you think that Vince okayed this, or did he do it because it was lacking? Number four, what do you consider the best female wrestling match of all time that sets the standard? And thanks, that's from TC from Brooklyn. Let me ask you a question. Off the top of your head right now, Joe, all right, list all the current managers in wrestling that come to mind right off the top of your head.
Heyman and Callis.
Who else?
Well, Scarlett's more of a valet. Sanjay Dutt kind of is a manager, right?
Okay.
Sinister Minister, but only because I like him and I see he does NWA stuff.
Okay.
Raven, I guess, is a manager in MLW. That's really all I can think of, right?
What about like Jose the Assistant?
Oh, yeah.
And, Abraham Abrahantes.
And the guy from the
Prince Nana.
From Zack Ryder's show that we talk about. What's his name? Mark Sterling.
Mark Sterling. I mean, it's definitely not like. I mean, back in the day, Cornette.
Talk about a lost art. That's a lost art.
It is a lost art. I mean, none of those managers.
Do these guys even look at tapes of managers to see what they're supposed to do? Because they have no clue, most of them.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, most of the managers that were good, you wanted to hear what they had to say. There's so many managers right now, you don't give a rat's ass what they have to say, you know, because they're not interesting. They don't know what to do. Like, they just don't know the art, you know?
Do you think based off his recent appearances on the show, D.I., that Larry Dallas could be an effective, obnoxious heel manager?
No. He's just obnoxious. He doesn't have to be a manager.
Right. He's trying to get over on us, too.
And so this is for even bringing that up.
I didn't know, he's been around a while, but he used to be a regular on Busted Open, too. It's not like this is his first podcast shot, really. He's done some other stuff too.
Big deal.
Will there be a faction as many members of the as NWO again? No.
Was that a big deal to you that he was on Busted Open Disco?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I've never listened.
Why would you bring it up?
I've never listened to that show. Was Diesel the first to put up a middle finger? I think so. And the best female wrestling match of all time that sets the standard. I don't know. You got a female match of all time that sets the standard?
Probably something with Charlotte and Sasha, right? Or maybe Charlotte and Becky.
Bro, all those matches were blown away.
Oh, Charlotte and Rhea. Girls. Yeah, but Charlotte and Rhea was really good too. Yeah.
But all those matches were blown away by
like Bull Nakano against, like, you know.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you. No.
Manami Toyota. Go to the 90s Japanese wrestling matches. No. They were incredible.
I'll tell you this. Best matches for, like, heat and storytelling was Gail Kim and
Tara and Tara.
Kong.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Excellent storytelling. I would say those are the standards, because you had a big, giant heel against a, athletic baby face, you know? So that, I don't know.
Great match at NXT once live in WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Might have been in Dallas. I think it was Bayley and Sasha. That match was incredible. Really good.
I'd have to go with Brooke Tessmacher and Velvet Sky was probably my top female wrestling match.
Interesting. Next is some Kyle Barnett. Does weight classes work in today's world of pro wrestling? Hey, K100 Career, recently read about the WWE perhaps pushing a new light heavyweight title.
Oh,
but I was wondering your guys' opinion, does weight classes work in today's scene of pro wrestling? Me personally, I feel like it's limiting someone based on their size. It's a hard label to shrug off. But for everyone of Rey Mysterio's in the world, there's always 10 other guys who can never rise above that label of a weight class like Cruiserweight and such. Dean Malenko is one of the best in-ring talents WCW had in their history, in my opinion, but could never overcome the label of Cruiserweight. MMA boxing has thrived off weight classes. That's a completely different discipline of sports entertainment. Also, those competitors don't perform on a weekly basis, so changing up the events is so hard to do. But anyways, do you believe that such divisions like a light heavyweight class would work for WWE or will sink in like the Cruiserweight division has done for them twice before? I'm not. Bro, anything that they're doing to add more belts, I'm not a fan of. So I couldn't care less about adding a light heavyweight title. You guys got any comments?
Well, in Mexico, we do have weights, and it works very well in Mexico. But that's Mexico.
Yeah, I don't think WWE will never take it seriously. And for some reason, that audience isn't – they're conditioned to not really care about a Cruiserweight belt because of the way it's been presented before. Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Next is from Timothy Colon again. It's going to be a suspension for 2 mailbag questions same week. Subject is HBK, Diesel, Pamela Anderson. Hi, K100. At WrestleMania 11, Pam Anderson was supposed to work with the winner of the Royal Rumble to the ring. Was supposed to walk with the winner of the Royal Rumble to the ring. Can this type of stipulation still work with so many female wrestlers in the business? Also, what current female celebrity could fill that role? Good grief. What is this? Dude, Timothy Colon, how much wrestling do you watch? I mean, like, do you really want an answer to this question?
Well,
I don't even know
it. I'm sure Joe would answer it. What do you think, Joe?
You because you know more about the current music scene, and it seems like that's the Pam Andersons of this time, like the hot music chicks. Like, I see them as probably having posters on the wall, you know, but I don't know any of their names.
Well, I'm sure you know Taylor Swift. I'm sure you know Cardi B, you know.
Yeah, is it Lil Baby or something? I saw a clip of her the other day. She seems to be pretty popular.
Lil Baby, that's a guy.
That's not even right. So, you know.
She seems pretty hot. You know, that's a guy. Next is Brandon Triano. This Brendan Triano, so I'm just being a good friend. What's good? It's the mayor of K100. Thanks again for the opportunity to do the pay-per-view roundtable. It was cool to chill with y'all. Harry Ruiz is dope. So on the show, Cody spoke about how Disco doesn't show up to important events. Stuff that is down that right down the street he can't go to, but Disco can fly coach to get a $2 slice and a cream cheese bagel. Not even a bacon and egg cheese salt pepper ketchup. You're probably not even going to say, let me get before ordering. Cody, I'm sorry that Disco would rather get half apps at Applebee's with Abaddon than be there for his friend. My question this week is, when you guys were in Jersey, my home state, what were some of your favorite diners you ate at, if you did? We are known for many things, good and bad, but mobbed up diners are top of the list. Which list you decide? Disco, did you ever order Disco fries? Mozzarella gravy and fries. Yes, that is what they're called in basically every New Jersey diner. P.S. Can't wait to see you guys at my wedding. If you can only make the reception, that's good too. We are having good Italian food and open bar. My fiance said Joe is allowed to sing too. And that sounds like a suggestion which is not taken and honestly should result in her suspension from the mailbag, because that is brutal to even think about. Mm. Please and thank you. I don't recall any of the names of the Jersey diners. I think I only went to one or two during our travels because we always be in New York. Jersey Northeast diner food is off the chain.
Yeah.
Sandwiches are just stacked. It's just, they give you like tons of food and stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, I don't know what they're like. Do you ever go to diners in San Diego, Conan?
Yeah.
Do they give you, is it like New York where they give you like the tons of food or different?
Yeah. You know, what I was watching this show. I just watch random shit sometimes. And you know, the diner, the shape of the restaurant that looks like a train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the silver, construction architecture. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Well, originally the diners came because dining cars on trains. That's what they got an actual dining car train. And that's what they used as diners at the beginning. You know, why it looks like that. Yeah.
As far as Disco traveling and missing things, now that it was revealed, like, I think it's the first time you said it on the show, Conan, we were going to do a K100 at the NWA anniversary or something, and Disco declined. There's been a major heat in the Discord since then. So,
okay. Well, I don't get Discord notifications anymore since I got a new phone because I didn't download Discord. So,
right.
Those guys are you know what? I think I'm going to do it though. I think I'm going to download the Discord and start suspending people, especially if they're is my good name being slurred in the Discord?
A little bit here and there.
I'm gonna get in there, and there will be some suspensions.
You're missing all the big stuff.
There always gets my quote from the the movie Platoon had great quotes, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm gonna say the part where he goes. Where the guy goes, let me tell you something. If there was an illegal killing, there will be a court martial. So that's my attitude about the Discord right now. There will be court martials if there was illegal activity, mainly besmirching my name. Mm-hmm. Next is some also Garrison. Somebody says, who's best? This is an interesting question because I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Hey guys, a few weeks ago, you guys got asked a question about if Roman Reigns on the level of legends like Hogan, Austin, Bret Hart, etc. And I say that not only is he on their level, but in my opinion, Roman Reigns has surpassed Bret Hart. So what I would like to hear from you guys is that when it comes to Bret Hart versus Roman Reigns, who is better? Okay, Bret Hart is a better worker, but Roman Reigns' run right now has been better than Bret Hart's run. Because, bro, in the year 2023, where it's, you know, he's made himself unbeatable. There isn't anybody out there whose character is strong enough to go over on him. And that's an attestment to how well he's preserved his character and how good he works. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yeah, but they got to find somebody to take that belt off of him.
Well, he's like doing a Floyd Mayweather gimmick right now.
Yeah.
You know?
I sent you guys that footage.
But you got to give the rub to somebody else, bro. Right. He's already as over. How much over are you going to get him? You know what I'm saying? What I used to say about Cena all the time. He's already over. You don't got to keep, you know, go ahead. What?
Did you see the clip from Mayweather and John Gotti Jr.?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, I didn't know though that John Gotti III is a boxer, but I guess he's pretty decent. But why did he go after Mayweather after the fight? Did you find out? Do we know what happened?
Because they were shit talking. They were shit talking before and during the fight, and the referee kept telling him, "Hey, knock it off." And I think he was going to stop the fight, and he got even more mad and just kept punching.
Did you guys know about that fight in advance? Because I saw a lot of people commenting, like, "Dude,
I can't believe that." Happening.
Go ahead.
It was on some weird platform called Zeus,
Mm-hmm. Right. And there was no betting on it. So people think it may be a word.
You and know, Mayweather looked different, didn't he, with the beard? And I thought he was somebody else.
He's older, man. He's 40-something years old.
Yeah. You know? Why is he wrestling John Gotti the third, dude? I mean,
because he's retired and he's just doing exhibitions for money because he's a degenerate gambler, you know? Next is from C. Allen. This is a Vegas sports scene. Hi, K100 crew. I'm a huge sports fan like yourselves and also born and raised in Vegas. My question, you believe Vegas is the new sports capital of the U.S.? As of this email, the Golden Knights are a win away from the Stanley Cup and were 2 minutes away from a sweep had they held on at the end of the game to 3. The Aces won the WNBA title last year and added Candace Parker in her overwhelming favorites to repeat. The Raiders are at least competitive, and Tom Brady's a minority owner will keep them interesting. Add in the Formula One race, the A's potential relocation, NBA expansion talk, and already being the fight capital, and it means a no-brainer. What are your thoughts? Thanks. P.S. Disco, as a fellow Vegas resident, would you agree that even though the Raiders and the NFL are more popular brands nationwide, the Knights are by far the most popular team in the Valley among locals? Absolutely. Because they're a homegrown team. The Raiders are transported here from another, you know, that's like they left.
Unlike the Raiders and this guy, they've been in the Stanley Cup already twice, you know, including their first year.
The guy had a 6-year plan. We're in 6 years and we're one game away from winning the Stanley Cup finals. And plus two, I think we've been in 4 Eastern Conference finals in the first 6 years. That's like LeBron James stuff, you know, like when he was with Cleveland, he's always in the conference.
And the Raiders finals, and you know? The A's. Yeah. I mean, the A's right now, they're on like a 6-game winning streak.
But, isn't that unbelievable? They were so bad. And all of a sudden,
they were on course to having the worst record in the history of baseball. Not to mention that nobody shows up at their fucking games, and they won 6 in a row. They beat Atlanta. They sweeped Atlanta.
No. They took 2 or 3 from Atlanta.
2 of 3,
Swept Milwaukee, who was the leader of the Central, and then just beat Tampa, who's like, bro, three of the best teams in the league, and like they're winning like every game. And then
how incredible is that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
With no stars.
This guy that's hitting third in their lineup is pretty good. They got a couple.
But he's not a star. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there's a bunch of no names. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Next is from anybody having Karate Godfrey. Subject, is that all? At the time of writing, it seems like the women's division WWE is recently getting very stale, and it seems like, unless I'm nuts, that Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley is really the sole fresh potential storyline the WWE has left that could really be a huge WrestleMania match that would get people tuned in. I'm not saying that's only the fresh match left, but for potential WrestleMania one, I can't think of anyone else. What about you guys? Also, regarding the woman, Hughie's a pervert because every damn image of the woman used on YouTube is always a woman showing off her ass. We can tell, creep. Wow, that's... Cody, what do you think about him calling out Hughie for creeping on women on the YouTube?
Well, he's definitely a creep, but what guy isn't a pervert?
Sex sells. Good job, Hughie.
I like Rhea Ripley. Well, here's the problem: is that Rhea Ripley is you know the women's division have their storyline, but Rhea Ripley seems like she's involved in the Dominic storylines, even though she's a champion. So it's she's in a weird spot right now.
And not only that, either people like chanting her name or they like her because if you noticed on Raw, when she went up to get the new belt, they were chanting, Mommy, Mommy. And that's not the first time they've done it.
They could do some really good TV with the Judgment Day against the Street Profits and Bianca because Bianca's married to what's his name, Montez. Dominic, you could throw – and plus all those guys are good on the mic too. I think that's an angle that they could like get some good TV out of. You know, the Judgment Day versus Bianca and the Street Profits, all those intertwined and telling stories with you know, I don't know. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, good point.
Next is from Jason Turpin, and the subject is sliding in a dirty joke. Hey, guys. Disco, I hear you are now making trips out of Vegas solely based on food. If you come to WrestleKit, did you hear this story, by the way, Conan? Why I took the booking to New York for one day?
Yeah, for the pizza, the bagel.
I got the bagel and the pizza.
How was the thing, by the way?
I just did a Facebook Live for like 3 hours.
I shared it on the Facebook.
So that's all it was. I showed up. Yeah, I got there. Just started signed tons of stuff over the course of time and did the Facebook Live and signed some more stuff and left and went back to the airport. Yeah. Hey guys, Disco here to make trips out of Vegas solely based on food. If you come to WrestleKid this November, Winston-Salem, you can get some Carolina pulled pork and a liver mush sandwich. Yeah, boy. Well, I think it's like a liverwurst. Because liverwurst is like pate. My dad used to eat liverwurst sandwiches. It's like a German food, right?
It's like Scrapple. It says, you know Scrapple?
No, it's Scrapple.
It's kind of like an East Coast thing. It's garbage. It's like a breakfast meat, but it's like the hot dog of breakfast.
I actually ate with China. Let me tell you something. I've been places, right? But I've never. I was hanging out. I did a show with Johnny Fairplay. Okay, and I went to his house in North Carolina. All right, and I forgot where he lives in North Carolina, but we went to a breakfast place, and I had brains and eggs. Brains and eggs. That's the name of the menu item. Brains and eggs. Look that up, Joe. What brains and eggs are, and we could I can indulge Conan on that.
I'll show you. Here's Scrapple. Here, I don't know. It's an East Coast thing. I know that. And then
if this guy thinks I'm going to go to WrestleCade to eat that crap, you're out of your freaking
mind.
What
livermush looks like. They offered it to me once, and I was like, you can keep that shit.
That's livermush. This guy wants me to go to Winston-Salem. I'm going to suspend this guy. I think he's trolling. Let's suspend him from the mailbag for a week for saying that he thinks I should go to Winston-Salem for that. What a schmuck.
What was his question?
Here we go. Until the Russo era, the execs at WCW tried to keep the wrestling family-friendly programming. I remember a few guys used to stick some dirty jokes in their promos. For example, on the June 30th, 1997 Nitro, X-Pac said this line to Chris Jericho. You beat nothing on Saturday until you went back to your hotel that night. Pal. You thought that was a joke? That good? Oh, Jesus.
Well, in the late 90s for X-Pac to basically say all you do is you don't get any chicks, you just jack off in your room was kind of a little bit over the line for that time period. Yeah. You know,
well, do you remember what attitude... let me finish email.
Sorry.
Do you remember any dirty jokes guys slid into their promos? And did they get any heat from the office for them? Thanks, and that's from Jason Turpin. Well, the only person who was sliding dirty jokes into their promos was Scott Steiner. They kept telling him not to do it, but you can't tell him don't do it because he's going to figure out a way to do it anyway. And a lot of sexual entendre and stuff. He cut a promo in what are some of the towns in Washington? Tacoma, Washington. And the gist of the promo was basically he was going to come to town. He was going to sleep with all the women. He was going to beat up everybody, and then he was going to leave. And that's like the, Big Papa Pump is your hookup holler if you hear me. His whole promos were dirty jokes.
Bro, if you remember mine, I got heaper, saying
tossing
my salad.
Stealing
my potatoes, calling guys strawberries, which is like a crack hole that'll suck your shit. So, I mean, I was always sneaking in shit like that. Hershey Highway, shit like that. And Eric brought me into the office. He said, standards and practices. And I was like, standards and practices doesn't know what that means. Somebody told on me.
The story at the time was that you did that kind of thing at a house show, peel my potatoes, toss my salad. But then I can't remember what the team was, but you said you two guys look like you haven't had pussy since pussy had you at a house show. And that's something you got in trouble for. Yeah.
Kona was very inappropriate, very dirty, she should have been suspended.
Considered risque.
Yeah.